You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Make sure your mics are on.
Mic check.
And one, two, check.
One, two.
Welcome back.
I have a lot of notes on this.
Yeah. I wrote so many notes. You know what's easier?
What? How do you
have
sound?
Your phone and you do voice record? Like if you and you just voice record and it spells out what you're saying.
Really?
You're like, sister went home and grabbed the knife. And
they can never tell what I'm saying because I mumble too much.
Well, just I know, I'm not close enough to the mic.
I tell you, you'll learn to fucking speak clearer when the shit's written out for you what you're saying. It's bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that, and I still wrote a 17-page letter.
About what?
Her stories.
I didn't use my method and just speak it to my phone.
Yeah, mine ends up getting really sloppy and kind of cursive.
Yeah,
You're like,
straight
I
up.
I remember what the fuck that says later on.
I'm like,
then I have to fix it right then, or else I'll never know what the fuck that says.
Because that's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. I think in my last story, I was like,
what did I write there?
I was like, I don't know what I meant to say about Sasha here, but yeah, he was weird.
He was weird and suspicious.
That's weird. So you have a good one or what?
I thought you were doing some.
Me first?
Yeah, that's what you picked. Shit.
Okay.
You go first.
All right. So.
So
remember how we've been talking about like national forests and how a lot of things happen and people go missing?
Yes.
We seem to be on to a lot of things here.
Bells.
I don't think it was bells.
What was it?
Well, Nala still is out there.
No, Coda is out there.
Coda.
I heard like...
Okay. Might be Coda's anyway, chain.
So, you know how we've been talking about...
Missing
people surrounding national forests, though. Like, it's a big thing. It's a big deal. Like, people go missing every year.
Yeah.
You know, in national forests. There was, on this website, I mean, on YouTube, it was like, come with me or come, I'll mention it later. But, since like 1916, over 1,000 people have gone missing or vanished in, National Forest, that's crazy. I don't know why National Forest, but.
I know.
So,
on to something.
If you go to like an nps.gov, there's an actual list online that shows you of all people that have been missing from National Forest. There's so many different there's so many different
cases
and, different and ways different of how they disappeared. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really weird. So this story that I watched kind of went over 5 different stories. One was this guy, his name was L.B. Webb, he was 86 years old, back in October 2019, he went missing. Just, you know, he went out there hunting, like he did many times, but one year he just, literally, no trace, just was gone, never came back.
Oh, no.
And then when they searched and searched and searched, and it was like up to, like, almost a year, and they're like, okay, this guy's not coming back, he's gone.
You can
gone.
Get so turned around, though, and deep. Force like that.
And you know, the more and more of these stories that I've been reading, that's so true. One wrong move, you can be on a totally
wrong
different path.
Turn.
Yeah.
But
stay
in a big
on the path. Like, stay on the path. When they say that, they mean
you
to stay on the path.
Real
very
quick.
Easily, too. You don't know what's on the other side of these, where you're going, and how high it is, how low it is, the terrain, how cold it's going to get at night.
Yep.
You can get fucking totally twisted.
Yep.
Well, he went missing, and like I said, they didn't find him, and they searched for a while. After a year, they were like, it was a recovery at that point, and they're like, we just are, you know, not gonna find him.
Yeah.
He's gone. Well.
He's gone.
then this story became popular or something like that. And this man, a month later, he planned this trip going to this area. He knew about the guy going missing, but he really had it planned before he even knew the guy was going to go missing. But little did people know that he was one of these people that are really into like disappearances in national forests. It was like a really devoted guy who liked to do research. So he kind of knew about the story after did a little research, and he went out there, and he says him and his buddies were hunting, and all of a sudden, you know, the first night nothing really happened. You know, they did a little hunting, came back to camp, they were all chilling, whatever. The second night they were out there, he said all of a sudden he heard like a helicopter, like getting closer and closer to them. But he says all of a sudden it felt like it was like hovering over them, like going around them. He's like, well, there was no light. They couldn't see anything.
Cheers.
They couldn't see anything, but they can hear it hovering over them.
But they couldn't see.
But they couldn't see anything. They could not see it because that and the one friend said that he may have seen like a silhouette of something, you know, like a thick image of something going around. Like, you know, it could have been a helicopter or a plane or something, but he said it sounded like a helicopter. He said all of a sudden it just faded away and went away. And then it happened again the next night, too. The same thing.
So they were looking for them, for like, him like it was or whatever.
Stalking. Like it was stalking them. Something was stalking them. But they couldn't see it. They heard it. They just heard it. They just couldn't see it. I mean, a helicopter that low, he said it was very low.
You gotta be careful out there. People got like their fields of drugs and shit too out there. People be.
You mean dropping it off and shit?
Or just like, you know.
Where was this at?
In
a national park.
Yeah, this was actually in. Let's see, where was it? This was actually in Colorado.
Or could it be aliens?
No, it was San Juan National. I can't remember. But it was in Colorado, actually. It was a forest in Colorado.
Jeez.
But, so he took pictures of, like, random pictures of stuff around. He saw some like paw prints, and then he was thinking about all his days of doing research, like if people will be missing. He's like, I read in somewhere in my research that bears will only scratch up to like 6 feet high on a tree, like they won't scratch any higher than that, so you'll know that's a bear. He's like, and he has a picture with a tree that had scratch marks that were like 10 to 12 feet tall. So he was thinking maybe Bigfoot was out there.
Or the bear just got higher.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. That's just a theory that he said that that's what they were telling him. Or that's what he remembers. And I think that was...
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Is that one? That's one story. That was one guy that went missing. And that was just like a little phenomenon behind that story that those people... A month later,
they found these higher scratches on the tree.
Thinking it was maybe.
They heard this hovering helicopter.
Right.
I don't think it was like Bigfoot out there circling. Circling the
aliens.
I don't know. It was something. Government.
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah, definitely was something.
Doing something.
You'll never know.
Oh my god.
Like a helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay,
The
next story happens in San Juan National Forest. This one is about a kid. So they really didn't want to give out the child's name, so they're calling him John Doe. Just because they didn't want to give the child's name out. So there is a statistic that a lot of the forests, their disappearances have to do with like cave entrance or cave areas. So that's another
part. Like falling in a cave, possibly.
Yeah, falling in a cave or disappearing by a cave.
They were around a cave when they disappeared.
The last time they were seen was near a cave opening. You know what I mean? So that's a good statistic, too, that comes up a lot.
Yeah, cave monsters.
Do you believe in cave monsters?
I kind of might. You never know. Have you ever seen that movie Descent?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Isn't that based off a true story?
But I can't. I don't know.
No.
No. Who knows? But it could, who knows? It could happen too.
So there was
Oh, yeah. 9:48.
3 hours later. Oh, no, that shit is kind of hard reading back on your notes and shit.
I can tell my story.
Hold on, no, why the fuck are you getting cut her off right now?
So anyway, the mind's about... I'm just kidding.
Oh, anyways, there was this family... Okay, I get it. I think I erased this big part that mine needed.
That part that you scribbled out. She has like a big old paragraph scribbled out.
Anyways, there was this family that was at this national forest, and all of a sudden, they noticed the little boy was missing. Okay, so they, of course... I think it was at least 3. They didn't really say. It was like 3 to 5. Anyways, so he went missing, but they did like a real hard search. Yeah, everybody's searching, you know. And, you know, the National Forest people, the cops, everybody was searching for him. So they searched for like 5 hours. And all of a sudden, they found him like in the middle of a big open field. And they ran to him, and he woke up like all dazed and confused. Like,
he was sleepwalking.
Like, oh, he just woke up, and he was like, all these people were around him, and he was, and they said he looked like dazed and confused, like he was like where am I?
Coming out of a trance.
Yeah, like, so out of it. And...
Or sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been doing something, but...
He was in a trance.
He definitely woke up dazed.
In the middle of nowhere, and he was missing prior, so... You know how you
wake up kids, they don't know what the fuck is going, what's going on.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
Well... weeks later, John, we'll call him John because we'll call him John Doe. John was at his grandma's house, which he called
Grandma.
It was at his grandma's house, which he grandma calls, house. Bitch. Which he calls Grandma Cappy. I like that name, Cappy. It's kind of cool. And one day she was talking to John and she learned the horrifying truth of what he remembers.
As a kid, of what
happened.
What
he said? He said, out of nowhere, he said, I don't like that, my other grandma, Cappy. She asked him, what do you mean your other grandma, Cappy? He said, yeah. She is, she looks just like you, but she gives me an icky feeling. And she's like,
Coraline mom.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. The other mother, or the other Cappy.
She's like, he goes, I remember the other Grandma Cappy coming to get me and took me in this dark place and put me in this room that was like infested with spiders, he said. There were spiders everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my goodness.
She said that this lady, Grandma Cappy, his other Grandma Cappy, made him poop on a piece of paper. What? And he,
aliens testing that his poop probably.
Made him
poop
on a, she made the little boy demand him to poop on a piece of paper.
Weird.
And he got scared to death. He was like, and of course, the kid. He's like, no. So he refused to do it.
Right.
And then he said, as he looked around the room, it looked like a bunch of people. He said there was like people everywhere, like standing around. And this is in the cave at this time, like. In the cave.
Oh my goodness.
There was just people all around. And he looks like they were getting closer. Then the closer they got, he said it looked like they were robotic type humans.
Yeah.
Like machine humans, kind of like he described. Like they look like robots.
Yeah.
And he said all of a sudden Grandma Cappy started to emit a harsh glow. Like she started glowing. And that's when he said he woke up. That's when he woke up out in the field. Oh no! I'm sorry. So after the grandma started glowing, she started to tell him that he was actually from outer space. Yes, key part of the story. He was actually from outer space and had been artificially inseminated into his mother's womb at birth, before birth.
They're like, you're one of us.
Google gobble. One of us. We accept him.
And then he said, after that, He just remembers, it doesn't remember a lot after that, and then all of a sudden he just woke up in that middle of the field. What? Yeah. But that was his encounter. That's what he remembers. Mm. That young. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, they probably did put a little extra sauce on it.
Yeah.
They probably had to piece it together, I'm sure, because the kid probably telling you little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So they, but that's kind of a...
Yeah, that's crazy.
At like 3 years old even, that's a pretty big imagination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make me poop on a piece of paper? Come on. I think a kid would know if he wanted me to poop on
that. That'd be a wild dream, but I mean, it could have been a dream.
Wild dream. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I also read this thing that you always, like, whoever you dream about, you know how you dream about people you don't never seen in your life?
Yeah. About your, like, your past lives?
No, but they said you had to have seen them somewhere in your life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Either passing by them in the car, in the grocery store, or somewhere, and you might not remember, but you have seen them before, like, somewhere.
Like, your memory's so strong that you know you've seen them somewhere.
Yeah, so weird, but you don't really remember them, because you only see them for, like, 2 seconds, you know? Yeah. But your mind still remembers them,
but
so you dream about them.
But your mind could also input things that never really happened, and make you really believe.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what my story might be somewhat about, too.
Next episode. About stay tuned for Shanae's.
Well, just like, is it dream? Was this real? Did, like, how, what is your mind doing? Why does it do that?
That will fuck you up.
I have a lot of questions about the mind.
Yeah.
Next episode. Yes. Okay, stay tuned for Shanae's.
Yeah, for real. So there's another story about this 19-year-old teenager named Charles McCurley. He was actually going out to go hiking, which he was an experienced hiker. This was like in 1974. And he was going to Carter Lake in National Park, Oregon. Carter Lake National Park, Oregon, yeah. So he was going out there, told some friends he was going out there, but he really never set like a specific date on when he was going to return.
Yeah.
So, his friend waited a long time before he called the authorities and was like, "This is my friend's missing," right?
Yeah.
So, they knew he was an experienced hiker, so they didn't think that he would, you know, go off trail because you're not supposed to go off your trail. Like,
stay on the trail.
Oh my god.
He's off trail. Okay.
She got off trail.
Stay on the trail, Lisa.
Don't skip over the notes. Stay on the trail.
Rachel.
Oh. He was just missing. That fool was just missing.
What?
That's it. He just missing.
So.
Just kidding.
After his friends went and reported him missing, he went. They did a massive search. Couldn't find him. Then we had, I don't even know how many months later it was, another couple kids went out there and were hiking and went on the wrong trail. Ooh. And happened to come upon a backpack. And they went back to where they're coming from, told the authorities, "I found this backpack." So naturally they go out there and it is definitely this guy Charles' backpack. But what was weird about it is they kept searching, a little further, and that's where they found his body. But all that was left was his feet, or his bones of his feet with his socks, and his, they say his legs were broken, like they were coming through his jeans, but all that was there was just the torso up was missing.
What?
Yeah, it was just his bottom half of his body, pretty much. Just bones and jeans, that's all it was. It's some socks.
Oh my goodness.
How terrible.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's how they found that kid.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm sure like bears possibly could have ate that, but why wouldn't they have
They could have noticed if it was if it was ripped like by an animal, you know?
Well, people say, did you know that there's this group out there that they call the Fae?
No.
They call it F-E-Y. It's supposed to be like a humanoid fairy creatures out there. Mm. Have you heard about them?
Yes.
I guess they live in the wilderness and they sometimes interact with like lost travelers.
Mm. I think there was like a fictional TV series.
Really?
With fays in them.
That's crazy because, you know, before when I was researching to see what kind of story I was going to do, I was going to do on mystical creatures. And there are two different kinds of mystical creatures that are in the forest.
Really?
The fairy one? No. And it, I don't remember what it, they were Bigfoot. Called.
Fae?
No, it wasn't Fae. It started, one was like an L. And
but
then,
isn't that like a different, isn't that in a different language? Is that?
Oh, I don't know. Fae? It's just F-E-Y.
I don't know. No?
Yeah.
But they're known to steal like humans' clothing because they love bright colors. You know, always people end up with their like half their clothes off.
That's so weird. Well, we were on to something with the folded clothes last time. Yeah. So we already, there's some weird stuff happening.
And apparently they love the bright clothes, but apparently they say they are known to go after like gifted young men.
Gifted?
I don't even know what that means. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like.
And they're saying that where he was like 12 miles off of path. Like, they're thinking how he could have got there was kind of rough. Like, because it was like 7 feet of snow the day he went missing. It was so cold. He didn't have a lot of gear with him because he's hiking.
So,
his thing only weighed so much. But, they're thinking that maybe Bigfoot could have came and grabbed him and dragged him to where he was.
Yeah, or a bear. Or, not only Bigfoot, you know, because it's a national forest. There's a lot of... Or even that creature that you said.
Yeah.
The fae.
The fae. Uh-huh. I don't even know if they're... Are they known to eat people? I'd hope not.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then there was another theory that they're saying... Oh my God, this one... I mean... There was a story but in 1981 about a lady named Stacy Ann Aris. She traveled to Yosemite National Park with her father and, like, four other people just to do, like, a camping trip. And one summer afternoon, she went to take a picture by the lakeside and was standing on, like, a garnet big rock.
Oh, shit. You heard about this? No, I'm just waiting. I know there's something coming good. Something good coming.
The significance of her last location is huge because... That big granite rock where she was taking a picture, apparently a lot of missing people go up missing, not only in caves and in like...
But around that rock.
But around like rocks, like granite rocks. Because it's supposed to generate like an electrical force that has the potential to open like portals.
What?
Yeah, granite rock. Weird, right?
So the big rocks. Lots of power.
A lot of power.
Could it be something?
Well, think all the minerals.
Stones are powerful.
All the minerals and the stuff that's in the rock. You know, who knows? That's like Earth. That's like probably years old. You know, so old.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Well, stones do have like healing powers, you know?
Yeah. So they're saying that.
Crystals
that type of energy can open up portals because this girl just literally just freaking either she snuck away when there was no one looking or she literally vanished in thin fucking air. Like literally gone. Because I guess one of the tour guides went with her when she went to go take a picture and she was just there and then
she was gone. Oh my goodness. That's so weird.
No, they couldn't find her. She just literally vanished in thin air.
That's so weird.
But I guess a lot of times they do. They go missing in the...
My God, that's so crazy.
Because sometimes those stories that you just vanished. Like, how? Where?
Yeah,
the
it's
hell
like a...
They have gone.
Uh-huh.
Like, just vanished. Like, no trace. No
evidence. Yeah, what the fuck do they all
where
go?
Where you go. I mean,
so
some,
that's how I'm like, aliens,
hurry,
man. Aliens rule this.
Even if you leave in a hurry, you're leaving some kind of trace. The door's going to be open or you're going to leave the stove on. If it's in a hurry like that, you're going to have some kind of trace. But there's like no trace. You just vanish. And then the last story on this one was the Travis Walton story. That's Fire in the Sky. Watch it. That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that was his story. And I was like, I don't want to go over that one too much because I think everybody knows Fire in the Sky.
Yeah.
But they
if you don't, you better go watch it.
I know. But that was the last story on... I was actually five different things.
That's so crazy.
I was gonna do the Fire in the Sky story.
Oh, you were?
I was gonna do like aliens, but there's a lot. Like, there's a lot of things happening around the world that I believe that involve aliens. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we will. We're gonna have to do like a couple episodes on that because there's so many things. Like,
I think the Earth has more play in the stuff that happens than we think. Like,
like our elements.
Our elements, yes.
Cheers.
I was even looking at some stuff online today about we are literally just a piece of sand.
Mm-hmm.
Compared.
Well,
to
that's what I always
there.
Say. If you ever, if you have kids, you see
this. We're this compared to
Horton. Here's
there.
A who. We are literally a speck.
Fucking speck.
You know.
A speck.
It's so scary.
It's so scary to literally think how.
That's why I'm terrified of space. That's why I never want to leave Earth.
Could you imagine though? Like,
it's like millions.
Let's say that aliens really aren't real.
Yeah.
Or like. Not that as close as we think. Mm-hmm. That's even more like
what do you mean,
miracle-esque if we are the only beings to be created in that vast amount of space or something like the only.
Well, that's like the question. What's scarier? Knowing that we aren't the only things that exist in our universe or that we are the only things that exist in the universe?
And if we are the only
you
things,
know?
We should be taking care of like everything else more preciously, like
yeah,
like our know, world,
each
everything
other,
around,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything, the Earth and ourselves.
Yeah, can you imagine how many satellites yeah. are up there right now, just like surrounding Earth?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, no. Like a lot, a
it's
lot
crazy.
Of satellites just roaming around surrounding Earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And I always say, like, how do you think Earth sounds? It probably has, like, this, like, humming, like how your refrigerator runs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just because imagine how many things are using electricity. How many.
Just the noise from, like, the city alone is
yeah.
like, a lot.
Yes. Then I always think, like, how many pipes are running beneath the ground? And, you know, like, water pipes, gas pipes, plumbing, like, you know, through mm-hmm. all these in
pretty
the earth.
Pretty soon we're going to be like the ants when they make their homes through the, you know, we're going to dig so many tunnels and holes through the earth, we're going to run out of space. We're going to be a honeycomb.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. That's why
we already are
only
mostly
yes.
water.
Our only
oh my
option
gosh.
Is going to have to, it's going to be to build up.
Yes.
We're not going to be able to build out. We're all going to have to be like, okay, we're out
of
space.
Or down.
Now
we have to build
up.
That's but that's crazy because, like, the mines,
like,
that trips
space,
me out.
It's true.
Do you hear about the SpaceX
program?
What about them?
Program? They're sending out more
people
astronauts.
To Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they got, like, a whole...
Mars,
dude, that guy's, like, making a whole other, like, Earth 2 up there on fucking Mars. He's got, like, his whole... I don't know his name, but I know if you guys seen him, you guys will... I know you guys see him floating around Facebook and shit like that.
Here in a couple months.
Yeah. He's like, it's
he's
crazy.
Trying to make
there's so
Mars
much...
another Earth?
Well, there's already, mm-hmm. like, he's building, like, a colony place on there. That's what his goal is to build...
Whose goal?
That guy. You search him up right now. Search up the SpaceX and whatever that guy that pops up. And see his little, like, colony, little domes that he wants to build on Mars. And then just goes from there. And, you know, because he mm-hmm. did, like, this whole presentation. And I've seen it.
I don't know. You'll have to look at it. But, yeah.
Yeah, we'd be fools not to think that we're the only ones here.
Right.
Yeah.
Even here on Earth, there's probably things that are... They want our Earth, too. They're like, can we live here?
Yeah, like, they're...
They're sending their
they're
soldiers
just as
in.
Interested.
Yeah, they're just as interested to take over our world, too. Why
see what we're about.
We're trying to take over theirs if they live on Mars.
Just curiosity alone is what these... It's like human nature.
Is
non-human
it
our, nature.
Is it
our
nature
just
to
nature.
Live on Mars?
It's, I think it's... It's
look, that's the
it's
picture. I just Googled the picture that they want to start the colony on Mars. Yeah, we're going to have to post this.
Like, that's, like, a futuristic picture?
Mars
yeah, that's
city.
A futuristic picture. That's what their, like, goal is, to make it, like, a colony like that. That's
again.
How we're going to live.
Crazy.
That's how these people, and that's why if you go to Mars, like, you're not going to come back. You know? Maybe, possibly, I'm sure. They eventually probably can, but that's what I read. And who knows?
Ticket.
You can't believe everything you read, but They said, like, if you're going to Mars, then you're going there to stay.
This kind of correlates with my story, too.
Ooh, see, guys? What? Stay tuned. Next episode.
The future.
The future? That shit is crazy. Very. It is way crazy. So.
I think our future might be a little the same.
But I'm scared for the children. Kids. Yes.
Your kids is
even 100
couple generations from your kids is probably going to be totally different. You're like your kids' grandchildren, their lives will not probably be the same.
No,
like your kids,
you know, and that's kind of why I'm like kind of selfish, and it is fucked up me for to say, but I don't want my kids to have kids. I don't want them to have that worry feeling of how the world's going to be for their kids, you know? Like, it's a crappy feeling
that
to...
That sucks, though, because
but
you
I,
have
it's
to
a...
think like that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You can't be like...
I don't want them to have that worry.
Oh, I can't wait to go through what I went through.
I don't want that worry for them to have. Yeah. You know?
Hopefully we fucking...
Even though I would love for them to experience something like that, you know? But you don't... It's like... It's a whole different world now. You know? You don't know if our Earth is even going to last that long. And like I said, I do not want them to have to live with that worry or that panic. And because I feel like I live that on a daily basis with having kids.
You're always trying to protect them from everything.
Yes,
from
I'm just
world.
Such a big, yeah. And then the kids always talk crap,
and maybe
too.
It's also
like, you don't ever let us do anything because you think somebody's going to kidnap us or blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
they
understand. I'm open with them and let them know and... Yeah. It's the world we live in. It's different from how we grew up than what it
but
is
maybe.
Now. Although it was still happening. But it's just, people don't give a fuck now. If you're doing it nowadays, you don't give a flying fuck because there's cameras 24/7 everywhere now.
Yeah, and everybody knows.
And if you just have no shame in your game. It's just still an evil world. It's always going to be a 50-50, good and evil.
I think the scariest part.
But the good will always weigh out the evil.
As a parent, I think. Another scary part, if I was a parent, would be that I wouldn't have control over what happens to them in the future.
Yeah, you can't.
I wouldn't be there anymore.
You can't always be there by their side.
Yeah,
that's
you can't.
How scary.
Yeah, and that's a fucked up... That guy
you
who runs the SpaceX thing, guys? I just found his name.
Like, let go.
Elon Reeve Musk is the one that's running that SpaceX colony Mars shit. Yep.
What kind of life would you have to be promised if you said, like, a one-way ticket for you and your family and go to SpaceX? And guarantee they'd have an awesome life forever.
Nothing's ever guaranteed. That's the thing. Like, I don't ever trust. Trust is a real big thing. I don't trust easily, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't promise me the fucking world. You know, like, fuck you. Like, what's the catch? You know, like, I'm that kind of person. Like, no. Things like that. I don't know.
But what if
catch?
half the people in your world did?
Did what?
Took that one.
I mean, everybody in my family, of course. Everybody that's in my
life right now that I care about.
You know, family and all that.
Yeah,
I would, if everybody was aboard, then fuck yeah. I'm not going to be the only one not. We all doing this together.
Yeah, like,
and that would be the only way.
We should get that going. There's no fuel.
Bloody hell.
Damn it.
You can go in your basement.
Good try.
Ooh, jeez.
I was just wondering, are you guys cold?
I just like to
look cold.
But I ain't moving, though.
Huh?
But I ain't moving right now, so.
Yeah. Everybody just surround yourselves around this little heater right here.
Are you cold?
So I'm not too bad.
It's a
little
chilly. It's a little
chilly. Right there. See, that's if you sign up to be Patreon. No.
Help us get a bigger heater.
Help us get a bigger heater.
I got these little things on my legs. I will get one.
I was going to get one the other day, but Gina was like, nope, winter's almost over.
Yeah, I know.
4 months from now.
I know, and then we'll have a bigger setup because actually...
So speaking of Kays, your mom told me about this story about this guy. This is a quick one.
Okay.
His name was John Edward Jones.
Uh-huh.
He was a hiker. Not a hiker. He was a cave explorer. But when he was younger, he was really into it with him and his grandpa and his family would always go, you know, out and rummaging around in caves. Cavus. Run around at Cavus. In caves. And they liked the hunt. So they didn't go in like big open caves. These people like went in tiny little crevices and crawled.
Oh
in.
My God, claustrophobic style.
Yeah, claustrophobic style.
Yeah, that movie Descent will get you claustrophobic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, people do that. People love the thrill of going as far as they can.
I know. God bless their hearts.
I think they're just more curious what they see.
Yeah, it is. And that is. Curiosity is awesome.
So he
but you know what they say.
What do they say? Curiosity kills the cat?
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Wow.
He was 26 years old, and he had a wife. I know he had a wife, and they had a little kid, a little boy, I believe, and she was pregnant with their second child. Mm-hmm. And they had moved to, I believe, West Virginia to be closer to her family.
Wow, that's far.
And he was from Utah, so him and his family lived in Utah.
Wow.
Were, you know.
That's a little close to us. Mm-hmm. And I even said West Virginia was, that's far.
That's really far. But, oh, here's a picture of him.
What?
Oh, my
this
goodness.
This is his wife, Emily.
What? So they went missing, both of them?
No.
Oh.
So they went back home to visit family.
Right.
And they decided to do, like, a quick trip to this, the Nutty Putty Cave. That's what they call it in Utah, the Nutty Putty Cave.
Uh-huh.
And so they all decided, hey, let's go. You know, we're all here. We're all here visiting, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and do a little quick cave run. So he hadn't been doing it for a while because he moved to West Virginia with his wife and her family, and he kind of didn't do it as often as he would if he was back living at home. So he actually went out there, and they all went to the cave, and they were all trying to go there. They all kind of went their own separate ways. And he kind of got to an area where he got stuck in this area. He said that.
Oh no!
Yeah, he knew. Once he went so far that went to where he had to like exhale his air, so he can get a little more room to kind of move forward. That's how tight of a space it was.
Oh my goodness!
And, I don't like that.
And then it was kind of going like down, so he was kind of crawling into something. But they were all trying to get to like this main area, but just different ways to get there. And he actually got stuck sitting there. But they knew where he was because everybody knew that where they were going, because when they broke off, they all went their own little ways.
Yeah.
But he was telling them,
made it out.
I can't get out of here. He was telling them, like, I'm stuck. I need help. Like, somebody needs to come help me. So, of course, they went and they called, you know, search and rescue.
Yeah.
They got him in there. You know, they got somebody, a little girl. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, guys. But one of the searchers, she was really tiny, like 5'3", maybe 110, 105. Or, you know, she was so small that she was able to get into him where he was. And she was a very good cave explorer in this specific cave. Like, she was the VIP of this cave. She knew this cave.
So she wasn't a little girl. She was an adult.
She was an adult, yeah. She was an adult.
But she was just tiny.
She was just so tiny. So she could fit in there. So she got in there and she was like telling him, you know, it's okay, John, you know,
I think I've heard this before.
Really?
Kind of, yeah.
Really? Keep going, because like, I want to see how it ends, because I think I know.
So they're like, she was like, it's okay, John, we're going to get you out of here. You know, we're going to, you know, try moving you out. So she tried everything, like tried oiling him down.
Yeah.
Cutting off his clothes, tugging on him, having him trying to wiggle, move different ways, trying to, you know, position him differently to get him out. Like, she was literally able to touch this guy, you know.
My goodness.
And she was like, it's not working. He's getting nudged tighter and tighter. And finally, she was like, she started to hear, like, the gurgling in his lungs. Like, but he was still talking. He was just like, you know, they started freaking out, like, because he was kind of like at an angle going into like a cave, but like it was kind of a little drop coming in.
Yeah.
So he was kind of bent going into this little hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to drill holes next to him. They were trying to drill, like, they were trying to pull him up by pulleys, like holding his leg. But then he kind of slipped in a little more into the hole, which literally nudged him so much to where
his
oxygen
now.
Was starting to get cut off.
Oh my God.
He was starting to talk really shallow. He was
horrible.
Even like, so the wife was like, I need to go up there. I need to go up there. You know, they were just, you know, promising, we're going to get him out. You know, it's going to be okay. And even that lady that was in there with John, she was like, you know, we're going to get you out. You know, we've got a team out there. We're drilling holes to anchor to the walls to like crank you out. We're going to get you out. And then she said she even knew, like, in her mind, she was like, I don't know how we're going to get this guy out. Like, but she's trying to keep him calm because if he freaks out, he's either going to slip more or just get to where he's not going to be able to breathe at all or use all his air that he had wherever he was.
Yeah.
This was horrible.
I know. That's
so harsh. So she went back and they knew that, so they went to hook him up by his feet and they went to go crank him back. And he just like screamed this horrible scream of pain that they had to stop. They were like literally pulling him apart. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
My
like,
goodness.
He was nudged in there so much that.
That part wasn't budging.
He wasn't coming back. He was like this.
He was stuck.
He was stuck.
Uh-huh.
So they knew if we yank this guy out, his legs are going to go this way.
Yeah.
And they're going to break.
Yeah.
And they said he would die from the shock and the pain alone from them yanking him out.
Yeah.
They said he would die faster from shock than it would be for him to die.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't they shoot
getting
him
out
with,
there.
Like, adrenaline or something? You
know, I didn't even think about that. I think all of a sudden, they were like, we got to get this guy out. So another guy went in and got to him
because
he was a littler guy too.
Yeah.
Got to him and just said, you know, we're going to have to hurt him. Like, we're going to have to get him out. And he made a promise to him. He's like, John, either way, we're going to get you out.
Yeah.
And John knew.
Either way, you're at least gonna get me out of here.
Yeah, at least.
And they said that when he went in there, or when he was like getting the equipment, you know, slowly getting it down to them, that he said he just went to go drill an anchor into one of the rocks, and all of a sudden it kind of shook between him and John, shook the rock, and it just kind of literally came down his head and cracked his jaw.
Yeah.
The guy that was trying to help John,
oh, it cracked the
and then kind of like stunned him and knocked him out a little bit.
Yeah,
and pretty much John was like in there. There was no way
out.
At that point.
No, he's not coming out.
Yeah.
No. So the guy came out and he was like, I can't get him. Like, there's no way I can get him.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot get him.
You want to try some more too.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point he had like a little tiny walkie-talkie or something putting a foot down there so he was kind of be able to talk, you know, tell his wife, you know, I love you.
My goodness.
And, you know, I'm going to get out of here, babe. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm going to be all right. And it was like a whisper. Oh. Like, he started getting lighter and lighter and weaker and weaker. Because he's kind of at an angle, so all that blood is just rushing to your head, and you're just, like, losing it. Like, you're like, you know.
Yeah.
So they... Ugh. And then all of a sudden, he just asked, is that guy okay? The one that came down there to help him, and he got knocked out. And he's like, is he alive? And that was literally the last thing he said.
Oh, my goodness.
And he never spoke again. And they knew that... They're not going to be able to get him out. They tried to get him out. They couldn't get him out. Even after he got quiet, they knew he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They still couldn't get him out.
Did they end up sealing it up or something or no?
Yep, they ended up sealing it up.
With him?
With him in there.
Yeah.
He never got out.
That's so sad.
Damn.
Imagine how being so close, somebody touching your leg. And literally
so close.
There.
Yeah.
And just
you.
Thinking about like... him, his family, and have to think, like, God, he's, like, we can't even
we
bury
can touch him.
Him.
Yeah, we can't even bury him because we can't even get him out.
Can't even get him out.
Yeah. I don't know why they sealed it off. They should have waited until he was maybe bones and then at least retrieve those so his family can bury his remains, you know?
They just left him in there.
Because he's not going to be that big forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sucks
he will
to say,
get
but he will
a skeleton.
Decompose and he will
you know,
break we can down. Bring him home still.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they sold him out. They didn't really say it. They just said they couldn't get him out, so they ended up just leaving him there.
Probably didn't want anyone to fuck with that area anymore.
But you know what? That's actually true because, like, in 2006, I think this happened in 2009, because in 2006 there was a couple of Boy Scouters, a couple of kids in the Boy Scouts. They were going in the caves, and one of them actually got stuck in that same cave, not in the same hole, area, but going towards there. He got stuck and had to be rescued out. So they sealed it off, like, in 2006. Then they just reopened it in 2009. Then he goes up in there and dies and gets caught. And that's when they actually seal it off forever now. Like, it's
yeah, closed. Like, you can't go. Like,
no, we're not going to wait for a third.
Yeah, hell no.
Crazy?
Yeah. Man, people are adventurous to be doing stuff like that. Like, God bless their hearts. Holy moly, that is something I could not do.
Caves, I can't.
No way, Jose. That is crazy.
Mm-mm. There's pictures of it, the caves. They're tiny little areas. I can't do it.
Yeah, hell to the no.
Yeah.
And I always, ever since I've seen that movie, man, I'm telling you, caves are kind of creepy. Uh-huh. No, because there is, like, animals that live in there.
I'm too claustrophobic.
There's animals that live in caves that I've seen. They're, like, albino looking, just like those creatures, and they're blind, and so... No.
All kinds of shit. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big pass.
So it's a big pass for me for caves. I mean, maybe a tour type cave. I don't even know. Sometimes...
Well, we did go into that cave in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
I mean, those are probably maintained a little better than
it. Yeah, I'm not crawling and none of that.
That sucks.
Oh, and they put a plaque out there on the rock.
God bless his heart. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's this, like, spirit trapped down
there. He probably was thinking, like, I can get past this nudge and then it'll be okay. But
That's what they say. They a little bit more and it'll get open wider. But sometimes you get in, you can't
get out.
And then you get wedged in. Ugh.
Imagine being in a hole and trying to back out. How would you back out? That makes you feel, like, claustrophobic to the max.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that does.
To the max.
But that's a sad story. He got left. He's stuck there. He was
very sad.
Never got out.
That's crazy. Well, would you rather? Would you rather be in a cave alone or in a national forest alone?
National forest.
Yeah, I'd be in a national forest.
I'd put my ass in the most open area. I don't know if
it's pretty scary out there, though.
It's all
like, it is. The forest is pretty scary.
What time of day?
No, you just...
Morning and night.
You had to experience all of it. A couple days, even.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Do I have a tent? Do I have food? Do I have this?
It doesn't matter. I would not want to be in a cave, man. I feel like after... I'd have to be out in the open. It could be like a mini cave.
Black.
Like, there's nothing... Yeah. I need to see the moon.
Pitch black.
I need to see the stars. Yeah, I need to see trees.
Yeah.
I cannot see just rock and darkness.
Trees are so dense, you can't see in the sky, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? True.
It's hard to see the
sky. At least during the day, you'd be able to have some daylight.
And try to climb a tree, I guess, and get your horizon.
You gotta worry about the predators at night, too.
Yes. The freaks come out at night.
What's more scarier, freaks you know or freaks you don't?
Freaks you don't?
Yeah, because you don't see them coming.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's scarier than you see them.
Yeah, how could you kill them?
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know them.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
How?
It's that, survival mode kicks in. Me or you? Motherfucker.
Then you go to punch them and your fist goes right through their jaw. The fuck?
And then you just...
Or it's like hard as steel. You shoot them and it ricochets back to you.
Well, that's some alien shit, okay?
No. I'm just saying. Who knows?
That's some, like, mechanical robots. No, AI.
AI.
AI is kind of creepy as fuck. But.
There is already.
Anywho, on that note, go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Voices After Dark Podcast. Email us any ideas, insights, like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Thanks, guys.
And pay attention to your surroundings.
Peace out.